This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis delivers his State of the State address today. He'll lay out his agenda for the year and for his second term overall. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Polis comes into his second term fresh off a nearly 20-point victory, and with his party holding a historic number of seats in the legislature. He's already signaled that he wants to focus on housing. He may also talk about whether he wants to see the state pass new gun laws. That's a topic Democratic lawmakers have said they want to tackle this year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
We will carry the governor's address live. It starts this morning at 11. Metro Denver and Colorado's Northeast Plains are under a winter storm warning. The Weather Service says those areas could see up to 11 inches of snow. The snow starts falling late this afternoon and continues tomorrow. Federal officials are warning about an extortion plot geared toward teenagers. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains it's called financial sextortion.
According to federal law enforcement officials, minors are coerced into sending explicit images of themselves online and then blackmailed with those images. Over 3,000 minors, mostly boys, have been targeted this last year. FBI Director Christopher Wray says they want parents to help stop the crime before it happens and help children come forward if it does. He says kids need to know they're not in trouble and they're not alone. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Colorado school district has adopted social studies standards that were rejected by the State Board of Education. CPR's Jenny Brundin.
The school board in Woodland Park, northwest of Colorado Springs, adopted the conservative American birthright standards. They emphasize patriotism and American exceptionalism. The State Board of Education rejected the standards in December, calling them too extreme. Colorado law requires standards to include the history, culture, and social contributions of minority communities, which the birthright standards don't do. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Again, the weather forecast has snow on the way to Metro Denver, the Front Range, the Eastern Plains, and much of Colorado. Grand Junction has snow today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.